Peter Dobby in Doha. Top stories from Al Jazeera. Medical staff in Sudan say at least 15 people were shot dead by security forces on Wednesday during another protest against last month's military takeover. Dozens of people were injured by live fire and tear gas. That's according to the Central Committee of Sudanese Doctors. Rasul Serdar reports now from Khartoum.
We are now in the border district of the capital, Khartoum, and people have started to gather here around 1 p.m. Local time, which is the usual practice for the protest. However, this protest today is taking place on a working day. Usually the protests take on weekends, and the protesters say that the reason that they decided to now conduct protests on the working days is to lock the system and to force the army to lock the country. So protesters are here. This is Burre district, but there are several other places, seven other districts that are still hosting the protest. The security forces are interfering people. They are firing the tear gas on people and shooting in the air to disperse them.
The U.S. Secretary of State has reiterated calls for a ceasefire in Ethiopia's conflict, expressing concerns the war could spill over across the Horn of Africa. Antony Blinken made the comments in the Kenyan capital. The Philippines has accused Beijing of sabotaging a resupply mission in the disputed South China Sea. It says the incident happened on Tuesday near the contested Spratly Islands. The Chinese Coast Guard is said to have blocked the Philippine ships and fired water cannon. The Canadian Air Force has been deployed to British Columbia to help clear blocked roads after flooding in the province. Canada's biggest port has been cut off and thousands of people are stranded. At least one person is dead. The Speaker of Libya's House of Representatives is standing in next month's presidential election. Agia Salah has led the Eastern Parliament since 2014. He joins high-profile candidates, including the warlord Khalifa Haftar and the son of the country's late dictator, Muammar Gaddafi. Belarus has set up shelters for migrants and refugees stranded on the border with Poland. Thousands of people trying to reach the EU have been living in makeshift camps. The bloc accuses Minsk of sending them deliberately. Belarus denies that accusation.